U.S. Special Envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan Richard Holbrook has died after undergoing surgery to repair a tear in his aorta. The 69-year-old died at the George Washington University Hospital in Washington. The veteran diplomat had been taken to the facility after collapsing during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. President Obama called Holbrook a towering figure in American foreign policy. During a congressional committee hearing last year, Holbrook defended the Obama administration's policy in the Pakistani-Afghan region.
It is not easy. It's not cheap. And having seen wars on three continents, having been shot at for my country, I sure don't feel comfortable in a situation where you ask brave young American men and women to risk their lives and sometimes pay the ultimate sacrifice.
The late ambassador left his mark all over the world. In addition to his work in Afghanistan and Pakistan, he is credited with helping resolve the Bosnian conflict. He worked as a foreign service officer during the Vietnam War. He was the U.S. ambassador to Germany in 1993 and 1994, and he worked to resolve conflicts in Africa. VOA senior news analyst Gary Thomas sat down with us to talk about the legacy of the U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Well, he was the point man for Afghan-Pakistan policy, and his death comes at a rather unfortunate time as the administration is just finishing wrapping up and about to announce its strategic review of how well the strategy is working in Afghanistan. Holbrook was a key player in that. It'd be interesting, by the way, to see if they actually go forward on announcing that. His schedule is supposed to be later this week. Holbrook had a very no-nonsense style. He was, in fact, nicknamed the bulldozer, in large part because he really was the Dayton Accords on Bosnia, and he brought the warring sides together in Dayton, Ohio, and basically butted heads. And that was his real forte. But that style, I don't think, set well with people like Hamid Karzai, when you need sort of a gentler touch. The two didn't really get along in that sense. But I think in terms of Afghanistan and Pakistan, Holbrook really hadn't come into his own on that, because his real worth, I think, would have been proved when the time came to negotiate an Afghan deal. And then he would have been the go-to guy, or could have been the go-to guy, to bring the warring sides together to, again, butt heads. Get them to sit down and agree to something. And I think that's where his real worth would have been proven. Unfortunately, now we'll never know. We have lost a giant of American foreign policy.
It seems like a lot of his work was done behind closed doors. He didn't seem like a great grandstander.
Well, I have to take issue with that. I mean, he probably gave more briefings and press conferences than a lot of other diplomats do. And he, in fact, had a lot of partisans in the press, and he dealt with the press a lot.
As far as the negotiations go.
As far as negotiations go. No, I mean, diplomats don't like to talk about negotiations. I mean, the very nature of them is you want to bring something together gradually. If stuff leaks out, it may jeopardize what they're talking about, because you're getting them to talk about things that may be unpalatable to them. So he was very secretive in that sense. But again, that's what diplomats do. I think the other thing to talk about Holbrook is what formed him as a diplomat. And I think his formative years were really as a young diplomat in Vietnam. I think that colored his experiences, certainly with Bosnia and now with Afghanistan, you know, war-torn situations where you see conflict firsthand, and working to resolve that becomes such a priority because you see firsthand that price that is paid.
What was his contribution in Vietnam?
He was a young foreign service officer in Vietnam. He was rather junior, but that's where he, I think, as I say, learned the nuances of foreign policy in a war zone. I mean, that's different than sitting in an embassy in London or in Paris. Working at an embassy in a place like Saigon is a very different experience. And again, I think that just colors how you deal with diplomacy. I think that's what happened in his case.
And as you mentioned, his legacy will, of course, include the Dayton Accords.
That's right. He died one day before the anniversary of the signing of those accords, which is today. That it will be his legacy, because he brought seemingly intractable sides together and hammered out an agreement and got them to sit down and come to an agreement on something you would have thought was insoluble. We forget 15 years later how terrible the Balkans conflict was. I was in Bosnia myself at one point. I mean, it really was bad. You know, this was sort of a vestige of a conflict that was never solved after World War II, because Yugoslavia was hammered together by Marshal Tito, and it was, you know, a hammered together federation that when Tito died, it just and communism collapsed. He felt the whole thing fell apart, and the warring sides set to each other. So, getting them to sit down and agree to anything is a major achievement. And Richard Holbrooke did it. I mean, it was a masterful display of negotiating, bargaining, headbutting, real nuts and bolts diplomacy at its best.
VOA senior news analyst Gary Thomas speaking with us in our Washington studios. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who was in the White House when the Dayton Accords were signed, praised Holbrooke for a lifetime of brilliant service on the front lines of war and peace, freedom and oppression. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called Holbrooke one of the country's fiercest champions and most dedicated public servants. U.S. Army General David Petraeus, the commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan, called Holbrooke a true titan in diplomacy. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari called Holbrooke a friend, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who had clashed with Holbrooke many times since Mr. Obama took office, called the veteran diplomat's death a loss for the American people. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.